Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have, my co-host, Barbara, who is here by hair. Here you are, Barbara.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And basically, we were wondering where you were, but then you showed up right at the last second. And our guest today is Rebecca Fearing. Now,
yes, hello.
You know,
again.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
You have been here a couple of times before. I mean, I have a question. You said that you don't do anything to get ready.
No.
She's just ready to go. It's a talent. It's a good talent.
No, it's just
to have.
I don't have the personality to sit and like meditate, or you know, I live in a house where you know there's a lot of people, a lot going on. I've done my readings in any place, in every place, from banquets, weddings. You know, could be bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. It could be weddings. It could be, you name it. And those places are loud. So I've been able to do my readings in very loud places. It doesn't have to be quiet. I mean, it's easier to talk if it's a little quiet area that they put you in, but sometimes it's not possible. You know, I've done house parties and boat parties and you name it. I've done it on everywhere and anything you can imagine.
Wow. Well, maybe that is even more helpful because it's stimulating.
Yeah, and it makes you very resilient, you know, to be able to do special events and then not have to have, because you've got not, most of the time you won't have a quiet place at a special event. So,
right.
You know, I do prefer, though, to sit. My best place to sit is in front of a table and have three chairs, but sometimes you don't, and they'll put you on a couch. And then I want to make sure seated in the right direction. So because I'm a medium and certain areas, certain energies will appear in an easier, if I'm sitting in the right position. So I'm a little picky about where I sit, not the noise level.
That is making a lot of sense because that is energy. Like feng shui, you know, you're not supposed to have your head, you're supposed to be facing when you sleep the door, not your back of your head towards the door. Things like that matter.
Right, it doesn't. So if they try to place me in a place that I don't feel like I'm going to be able to do the reading, I will tell them this isn't the right space to do the reading. So I have changed spaces before. And, of course, if I'm going to be there for 5 hours, I mean, I've been at places doing readings for 11 hours, you know, many hours. And you give me a metal, like, really uncomfortable chair, then that is not conducive for me. That doesn't work for me. So I have
a metal, did you say? The metal?
Oh, yeah. I've walked in and people give me the flimsiest, horrible chair. I'm like, I cannot sit in that chair. I will not.
No.
I can't sit like
no.
that for 11 hours. So my biggest things are having a proper chair to sit in and being sure that the space is conducive to me being able to see people from the other side. So that's about it.
Wow.
And I will tell them ahead of time about that, or, you know, I could sit in the comfort of my own office or my own space. So they do it. I mean, I haven't had too many problems a couple of times, but that was before I had explained what I need to come to somebody's house or event.
Wow. Well, that would sure be fun to have an event and have you there, that just everybody would enjoy that. That's a great idea, right, Johnny? Maybe we will have where do you live, Rebecca? What state?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, California, so.
Oh, good. Maybe we can have her come to your birthday party, Johnny, and do
readings. Yes.
Wow, that would be great. Wow.
Yeah, let me know. I've done parties where, believe it or not, I've done parties where the theme was like Egyptian, and they've had camels there. I've been in, I mean, just the most amazing. I've been flown to Las Vegas where I saw the most gorgeous roses. I think alone were $100,000. I've been, you know, I've seen the most magnificent settings and themes that you can imagine doing this. So that makes it real fun. You know, I've had to dress up sometimes, you know, in costume. Like I dressed up almost like Egyptian, you know, and so you name it, I've done it.
That's fun. Wow. Well, gosh, you're the lady to have at the parties, that's for sure. But I have a question. Have you tried to read anybody with your mediumship that has passed away from the coronavirus?
No, I haven't had a request for that yet.
Wow. What if you don't really know anybody, but you have a name? Would you be able to connect with them just to see what they, what their experience was, or if they had anything to say? Could you do that?
Yes, likely I could. Oh, yeah. Everybody, from, I mean, people die in all kinds of various ways. This is something that I was very divinely blessed with. I have something like I've kind of told Johnny, is the telephone calls I get. I had one, which I have it on my phone still, that I was being warned about the coronavirus. He said, coronavirus, Rebecca, terrible. Get nasal spray. So I did. I ran out and got nasal spray a long time ago, you know, before this all started.
What kind of nasal spray? I have saline nasal spray just for dry nose. What kind did did they suggest to you?
Yeah, saline nasal spray.
Okay.
I haven't been doing that lately. Yeah. Well, because the virus goes through your nasal passages, and you really want to keep your mouth moist and your nose moist. And the only reason I said it was not my idea. I was given that. So I've also been given other opportunities to understand this coronavirus and been able to share it with my, you know, my fans or family. So, and that has been very helpful. So I haven't known anybody that died from it. I do know people that have family members that have the coronavirus and friends, and I've told them the same information that I was basically given. So, no, I don't know anybody.
Yes. Well, it's fortunate that you don't know anybody who's passed away. That is a fortunate thing. I was just, you know, it's so interesting. I would love to hear from a person that has passed away that what their experience was or what they had to say. So I just had to ask, but it's good that you don't know somebody.
No, because I've been really putting this out there. My remedies, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but I have, my motto is hydrate, circulate, eliminate. We need to hydrate our bodies often from this. We also need to circulate our blood from this. And this means, you know, cayenne pepper, or foods that are, you know, could be garlic, could be onions, whatever you're able to handle, you know. Food groups like that. Also being able to eliminate the impurities from our blood. And that has to do with also your carbon dioxide. And hydrogen, I was able to be given these clues and then look them up. So I was able to see what I was talking about and was even validated by a doctor I talked to. Right now, they say to have a little tonic water. Is it right? Is it not? Makes sense to me because of the way your hydrogen has to be. So, you know, zinc, yes, that's been validated. And this virus doesn't like sunlight, and that's been validated. So you know what? 10, 15 minutes in the sun. Don't have your house so dark. Make sure you're getting some natural sunlight. And so these are the things, like, I'm not a doctor, but we need to be doing. The zinc, maybe a little tonic water, keeping your circulation going, warm
no
bath.
No ibuprofen. Rebecca, did you hear that?
And if you have a sauna or you have an infrared sauna in your house or you have a jacuzzi, that would be like a hydrotherapy in the water, the warm water circulating. The other ones are heat related.
What about a steam? You know, when you have a cold, I always have this steamer that steams the room for my daughter or me. Should we just have that going at all times as well?
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be at all times, but absolutely. Yes.
The humidifier.
I mean, Lyme disease doesn't like infrared. You know, Lyme disease doesn't like heat either. So, you know, people use infrared saunas for that. So, yeah, anything that can help with a heated room than a cold, dark room. Because that virus likes that. Likes the cold, likes the dark.
Okay. Those are good. That's good help, because I totally have been forgetting to use the nasal spray, which I do have. So I'm going to do that every day. And gargling hot water.
Yep. Hot water. You can use salt water. You can use Listerine. You can use vinegar. Some people gargle with vinegar. You know, because we want to keep our mouth more moist and dry. We want to keep this. If it gets in our system, we want to flush it down stomach where it can't survive in the acids in our stomach. So, and where it likes to go is the bottom of the lungs, which makes complete sense to me because I was saying that. Because if we're not eliminating the impurities in our blood, you know where it goes? Right then all that yucky stuff goes to our lungs. So, and then it starts getting in there and doing, you know, the nasty thing that it does. But it makes sense. We need our hydrogens in the right place. We need our carbon dioxide in the right place. We need our body flowing, eliminating. And really, they also say that lying on your back is really not that great because that's where your lungs are, right, in the back. But they say to do is another exercise is to kind of just like taking out some deep breaths and take in, like, getting those lungs working. Cool. You can also lay face on your tummy and then have your head down and kind of do the same thing, in and out breathing a little bit, because we want to keep our oxygen levels at the right level, right? So we don't want to just lay in bed all day and lay on our back. It's not good for us. You're going to lay in the bed because you're bored or whatever. Yeah, kind of go moving around a little more than just laying there in a dark room with no sunlight.
Right.
It's not going to be good for you.
No.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't seem like that'd be good for anything.
I was wanting to ask would you be open to taking some crawls down?
Yes.
Great.
You will? Okay. This is 775.
775, you're on live on Life, Laughter, Happiness with psychic medium Rebecca Fearing. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. And Rebecca, I've been on a medical leave from work, an ABA leave, and I've been following what I think I've been following what I'm supposed to do. I've been calling the sick line every Monday through Friday, and I released my private information to my employer and to the company that handles approval of this. And a woman contacted me and said that she was having trouble getting my information. So I sent her a tremendous amount of information by email. I took notes, pictures of clinical documents, plus I have MRIs, et cetera, to support me. But this letter that I got today by UPS says that authorized leave of absence from work, employment action may be taken due to job abandonment unless I return to work or immediate steps are taken to secure an approved leave. And then it says, if I do not contact them or cannot meet the conditions above, then my employment status will be reviewed and most likely terminated due to job abandonment. So, and when I was working with this lady, I said, if you need anything more from me, please contact me.
Do you have a government job? Is your job government related?
No.
Okay.
My job
I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of information very quickly. I'm heard that you have to possibly, you may have to contact like either the labor board or get yourself some legal advice. This is what you need to do, though. You need a chronic. You have to have. Now, this isn't. I'm not a lawyer, but I'll tell you psychically. I'm hearing to get your paperwork in chronological order, okay, from A to Z. Any proof that you have that you've sent this to anybody, you need to have the proof of that. So you just don't. If you have made a phone call, have a proof on your phone bill. If you do, you should do everything with an email. You should have a record of everything. You do have all your doctor's backup. So you need to get that all in order and send it off right away. But you really need to contact the labor board. I mean, right now during this time when you have a legitimate medical issue, they should be taking that seriously, not forcing you to come back into work, but maybe because, you know, maybe there's a lot of people that are out sick. I'm not really sure. You'll get this resolved, but you can't procrastinate. You have to take charge immediately.
And the way I can prove this is I still have in my sent email all these documents that I forwarded to the woman that was supposed to be handling this. And mm-hmm. And also she said that Kaiser had sent her the information, but she couldn't open up the documents. So I responded to her, and I gave her my birth date to open up the documents, and she said it didn't work. And so I called Kaiser, and they said, well, have her call them, and if they will not give her information over the phone, they will troubleshoot with her over the phone. So
right.
I can do that. So do you still see
yeah.
me? Is it going to end up them
no,
hiring
I,
me?
Or? No, I don't see them firing you, but you will be victorious. But you may have to even go above her, see who's in charge of her. But get the Kaiser thing going. Get all your paper in chronological order, all your paperwork, and then you and today. What is today, guys? I don't even know the days anymore.
April 9th.
So what you've got to do is you've got to start working on this tomorrow immediately, and then Monday, and by Tuesday it might be more resolved. So what they're doing, it's almost like a psychological warfare to get you not to do what you need to be doing. So
yeah.
that's when you do what you need to be doing, and you do it ASAP. And if it's not resolved properly, go higher up above her.
I will. But you see me keeping my job. I will be victorious. Is that right?
Yeah, so far I see that. Just you got to act fast, though.
And you know what else I've got in my ammunition? My last day of work on January 14th, I could barely walk. And I went downstairs, and I was using my work chair like a walker because I could barely walk. And security had to physically roll me on my work chair up onto the hydrolift to paratransit. So I would imagine that security made a record of that, and so that would be further proof.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you have to have all of that. Write it all down as much as you can. Remember, and don't change your story because then they'll think you're lying. So just do your best to get it all in order. And if you have to, you know, call the labor board to see what your rights are. They'll be glad to help you. Okay?
And I'm gonna email my supervisor Darla tomorrow morning. Will she be supportive, or is this like a segue to get rid of me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? You're gonna be victorious. Be strong. Don't let them psychologically warfare you. Okay? And then hey, if you want, keep us posted. But I'm telling you. Got to act fast. Remember every detail you can. Put it in chronological order, and then go from there.
Well, the good thing is I have a ton of emails with a lot of records that I worked really hard on, so I can forward those emails with the dates on that to whomever.
Yeah, everything like that, yes.
But bottom line, you see me victorious. When will this all be resolved?
You know, you're going to have a lot going on within the next 10 days. So that's why I said hurry and get on it. And you should contact your labor board because you do need to know your rights.
Exactly. But you see me resolving this in my favor within 10 days. Is that correct?
No. I don't know if it'll resolve itself in 10 days, but it'll be closer to knowing what to do and the answers are for you to be able to move forward within, it's about 10 days or so.
But bottom line, you see me keeping my employment. They're not going to be able to fire me, right?
I don't think so, yeah, no. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think so. Psychically, I don't think so. But you know what? I want you to do what you need to do and go from there.
Okay. And I'm trying to hold off on starting my Social Security. So will I be able to wait 6 months or a year? What do you see?
Yeah, at least 6 months. I don't really know. I don't think you're going to have to apply for that yet.
Okay. All right. But bottom line, how much longer will I keep my job at this company? It's a health insurance company on the phone and in customer service. Will I keep it 6 months or a year? What do you see?
I thought within 12 months. And they should really be utilizing you now because so many people are, you know, probably calling in with questions. You know, so,
right.
Well, I think
I have a medical condition that has impaired my ability to work. So I
right.
want to work.
So that, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that you don't want to. You're not lazy. You want to. But, you know, like I said, you'll resolve this a lot closer to the next 10 days. We better get on to the next caller. But I'm going to put my prayer out there for you. What was your first name?
Okay. My name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Okay. Well, I'll put you on my list to put out the good energy towards you. And like I said, keep us posted. But whatever you do, don't procrastinate. Okay, then I'll have a heads
okay.
up on you.
All right. Well,
all
I
right.
love you and Barbara and Jonathan. God bless.
Thank you, Wendy, so much. Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Rebecca.
Okay.
That was so helpful.
Now,
okay. We got another caller?
Our next caller is apparently she has a lot of people on the phone, but this is something special. This is our friend Ohio at area code 937.
Oh, great. Hi, Ohio. Welcome to Life After Happiness. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on live with Rebecca Fearing. This is awesome. Good friend of ours, Rebecca.
Oh, good. And
hi,
what
Rebecca.
Is your first name?
Ohio.
Oh, that's your name, Ohio?
Yep,
that's
my
right.
live stream name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, great. My family was from Ohio, so I wasn't sure. And I talked to somebody today from Ohio. So Ohio
cool.
is a big deal today. Okay. So how can I help you, Ohio, today? Are you wanting to talk to somebody from the other side? There seems to be people knocking on your door to get in. So
yeah.
How do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go with this?
See if we can contact somebody from the other side. Doing that one,
yeah.
Kitty.
Okay. Because there is someone here that wants to come. There are like four people want to communicate with you. There's a man... Two men, actually, and two, well, there's four. There's two women and two men that are coming forth
okay.
for you. And, Ohio, you're at your residence right now or your home where you live?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what they're telling me, that you're at home. And then we're hoping that you were there because I can do the reading better than if you were at it somewhere out and about or in the office. So a lot of people sit in their car, believe it or not, do these. So, and they're in the room, let me see if I can describe it, where you're obviously sitting right now, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm feeling like this is a room that could be comfortable if you needed to write something, you could, or so it's not like a, it doesn't look like your bedroom. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's your bedroom. Are you off onto the, oh, God, let me see. They're trying to take me. You know what? I think they're going to get up and they're going to go over to the kitchen. So if you, wherever you're sitting, do you mind going to your kitchen?
Okay. Oh, goodness. Oh, now I'm going to do this. Guys, the broadcast might die, so we're just going to pull the
okay,
cable far as I can see. Okay.
Are you situated?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This one, the female is talking about a lot of paperwork, and she was looking at her paperwork, making sure that after passing that the paperwork was taken care of properly. She seems to think that you would know about this. She's not necessarily worried about it. She just wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of so that you were taken care of properly.
It wasn't.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't done right? There was something wrong with it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she feels that she wanted to help you make it right, or she felt a little responsible that maybe she didn't leave it right. So is there anything you want from her that could help you if, in fact, it's not too late?
I don't know if it is.
Okay, because she told me that I don't think she I don't think that was intentional, how things were left. I think it, things weren't finished. Like, I just heard her right now. And she said something about in my house. Did anybody else hear that? Because maybe the listeners might have heard what I heard. But she was talking a lot about her residence or where she lived. And she was asking you, is there anything, any paperwork? Yeah, about the house.
The house is gone.
Okay, so it's already sold.
Oh, no, the house completely got torn down.
Oh, it did. It's gone altogether. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, so she still seems so attached to that. You know what I told her? I told her not to worry. That, you know what, there's, it's really a little bit, you know, that it, she needs to go safely into heaven and not worry about it. She just wants to make sure that you're okay. She keeps saying, I want to make sure Ohio is okay. I want to make sure, oh, I heard her say, yes, that's what she wants. She wants you to be okay, and that she's trying to help you with that. And she is, says that what happened wasn't on purpose on her part.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, though? You know, this seems like your mother. I don't have a name, but she's just very concerned. She wants to be accountable. Yeah, because that's what I thought. That's got to be your mom. And she said, Ohio, I love you. I didn't intend this to go this way. You know, maybe she wasn't thinking right. Maybe she didn't do things right. But she's so concerned about your happiness and you being secure.
Yeah.
And she's
it
trying
didn't go
to
right
give
at all.
You. Yeah, and she's trying to help make it right. Maybe you can't go backwards and fix it, but just to continue forward. Does that make sense? She doesn't want you to have to hold on to this and, like, you know, not be able to go forward. So in some way she's apologizing, in some way.
She'll understand this. I've already moved past it. They haven't.
Okay. Well, she's glad. She wanted you to move past it. And does the name James or Jimmy mean anything to you? I know it's a common name, but it's...
Yeah.
And can you help our listeners understand who he is? Because your mom, I mean, if you want to, if it's not too personal, but she wants to elaborate on it, and I don't have a long time to do this, so... What, who does James mean to you, and what does he mean to you? So I can help you a little bit with this. I just need to know who he is.
Well, it could be two people. It could be somebody I went to school with, or it could be the person that people are calling me is my dad.
That's your dad? His name is James?
I don't know who my real father is.
Oh, yeah, it might be James. Okay, wait. Okay, it's not your classmate. So it's. Can you tell us again? About James, who told you? Is that somebody told you your father was James? Or James told you?
There was a James and there was a Jimmy. I didn't really pay attention to what they were saying.
Well, your mom probably wants you to know who your biological father was. But, you know, you could easily do a 23andMe or Ancestry.com, but keep that name in mind. It may, in fact, have something to do with the details of who your dad is.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ohio. He gave you good genetics. You seem like a strong guy, you know? And you don't come from dummies. Yeah. So you have to look at this. You know what? You were talking to God, and you said to God, I want to come down. He says, wait, you know, you might want to wait. Maybe that's not the best pick for your dad, or maybe there's a situation. Are you going to be able to handle it? Oh, yeah, I got to get down here. So you know what? And I say this, and this might sound little blunt, you hitched a ride on your dad's sperm, got into your mom's womb, and you made it here. And you know what? You picked it. We all do. So I have compassion for you, but I feel very strongly if you're going to, you will be able to find a story about your father, and that would be within the matter of 2 months to within 12 months. So if you really want to find out who he was or who his ancestors are, you can definitely track this down because I think he has other kids or had another child.
Yeah. They've already said he has other kids.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So if you want the story and you're open-minded and you have no expectations, just thank him for the seed of life. You got here. You're here. You are an amazing person. You seem like you have, you know, you're definitely a kind person. And, you know, you've been forced to be a little bit strong, a bit like a warrior, but that's okay. We all need that in us. And I think you have an amazing future. You know, I'm glad that your mom came and she knew this would be a little emotional. But you know what? And the long of the short of it, you got some good stuff coming up in the next couple of years, 5 years, 6 years. I mean, you have a long life.
Well, that's good to know.
And you're single
she is
right
very
now?
Strong. Ohio is a strong woman, that's for sure.
Yeah. She seems very
Ohio,
strong.
Who all are you?
You said there was two guys that were trying to come forward.
Two men, but that could be partly to do with your father's side of the family trying to guide you and help you. And their other one, you know what's funny? Did you ever have a horse?
Excuse me?
Did you ever own a horse or have anything to do with horses?
Yeah, I used to go after my mom passed away. I hung out with my friend who has 14 horses, and I would go to the barn with her.
Yeah, that makes sense because one of those horses really is fond of you. And, you know, people are some are very sensitive to horses and some are not. And sometimes horses don't like you because they have a high sense of intuitive. So, yes, your mother must know that you went and hung out with the horses. And I'm telling you, a couple of those horses became attached to you. So whenever you get to go out there and hang out with them, I think they'd love it.
That's cool. Yeah. And so as soon as we get done with this quarantine, I'll definitely be going back out to the barn.
Okay. Well, when you get a chance, you know, do visit. But stay safe. And remember this that I say, hydrate and circulate and eliminate. So, you know, they say zinc is great. Get some sunlight, cayenne pepper, foods that help you circulate. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but these seem to be all pretty accurate. And, yeah, I even got ordered one of those things where you can put your feet in to detox. Like it's like a detox tub thing.
Right.
And, yeah, I've done other things too. I've got an infrared light, which you got to be careful with because they can be dangerous to, like, scan the mail and stuff. But, you know, these things are maybe things people didn't think about with this virus. But, again, you have to do everything safely. So I can't recommend you get an infrared light wand thing. But, you know, let's do what it takes to stay good and stay healthy and get through this together. But you look like you'll be okay. And there's somebody that just came through from the other side named Louie. Does that mean anything to you? I heard him physically say Louie.
That's what my brother used to call me.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, there he is. Louie.
Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's one that just passed away last month.
Well, he's here. And he's calling you Louie. Wants to give you a big hug and a kiss.
You all in this live stream better not call me Louie. I will block every single one of you. Sorry. I'm live streaming Barbara, Smoking Trees, Miscellaneous, House Kitty, Glitter, Chosen One, Breezy Boys. They're all in the broadcast. We're doing the beam, so they're hearing everything that's being said.
Yeah.
Well,
wow. You know what, call her Louie.
No, don't worry. It's just your father's, you know, kind of, you know, nickname. I don't know, but I heard him clearly. And anybody that's listening to this, if you listen to the podcast, you also might hear what I hear. But this is a physical, I heard him physically say this to me through the podcast, where you are, and I heard him say, Louie.
I want to say something, not to interrupt or join in, but she actually let me listen in on some of her calls that she talked to with Deborah Casey, and it is true. I heard the voice of someone say, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I know she's shown this to me. These are actual phone calls. She'll be talking to a spirit, and the spirit will say, yes. you know.
Yeah,
they come
yeah,
through
I
the phone
that.
Line. It's true.
Well,
the
I've
phone
worked
line
through the phone line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know how to do it. I call from one of my phones to the other. When people come in my office, I use their phone. I've had many a person get a phone call message from the other side when they've been in my office. I think I'm really the only person that can do that with a telephone. I'm
phone calls
on
from heaven,
places.
Right?
Yeah,
Rebecca,
the phone calls. They really
phone
are.
Phone calls from heaven. Phone
and
calls
I
from heaven,
heard
that. She calls it.
Yep. And I just heard your father's, the father that you know as your father, I just heard him as clear as day on the phone. So.
And what about her brother? Her brother is here too, you said, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to get through. There's a lot of static right now on my end. So let's just say this is your loved ones are safe and sound in heaven. They watch over you, are accountable. But you know what? They love you the most, and they just want you to be happy. And that's, you know, and I feel a purpose in life. And don't hang on to the past. I'm glad you're not. If the other ones are, well, so be it.
Okay.
Ohio, are you there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, I think they're kind of like, okay, we're ready to go, Rebecca.
So Rebecca, why did you have to go? Why did you have to go into the kitchen, Rebecca?
Well, that's where they were coming in and congregating. It was hard where they were, where she was sitting, to be able to get the reception I think that I needed to, and to see them like I needed to.
Does that make sense, Ohio? Did everybody kind of hang around the kitchen a lot in your family?
Well, no, here's the thing. She said that she had a lot of other reception and it was hard for it to come through. There's actually people on the phone call with us, so maybe it was somebody else.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah,
oh, that's why you needed to go in
right
a different
now.
Place.
She's doing a live stream right now.
Yeah, I'm live streaming on UpLive right now, so everybody, the 890 people that are in here, it's heard it.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
so
you guys.
Religious.
Hello.
Well,
Barbara
I'm glad
Religious
that you went
house.
Into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they might have not been able to hear, or maybe they might have been gotten in and out of the call if you didn't move. Well, you know what? That's so much what I can do very quickly for you. I hope you enjoyed it. You seem like a lovely woman. And hi, everybody else that's out there listening. And, yeah, and I'm glad I heard your dad very lively. How do I say? That doesn't make sense. He seemed very alive, and he yelled out your nickname.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night,
Ohio.
Wow,
thank you, Ohio, for joining and having everybody else on your stream join. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. That's totally cool. Thanks, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. And, hey, you guys, if you know what, if you ever want to reach out to me and they have my phone number, or maybe I can give it to you right now.
Yes,
it's
please
818.
Do.
You're
right.
Me for readings and all that kind of other stuff. It's 818-853-1123. And but you can find me all over the internet, Rebecca Fearing, and you know, I have a website under Rebecca Fearing. You can find me. My phone number is everywhere, and I'm everywhere. But just so in case somebody I think was thinking about what my phone number was or how they can call me, so I thought I better just tell them.
Yes.
So there I did.
That's what a lot of people do. We give a little reading here, and if you want more in-depth readings with Rebecca, you can reach her. And her last name is spelled F-E-A-R-I-N-G, correct, Rebecca?
Yes, Rebecca Fearing, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, all right, well, thank you. It was lovely to meet you, Ohio.
Thanks, Ohio.
All right, well, our next caller is 269.
269, you're live with psychic medium Rebecca Fearing. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, where are you calling from?
Augusta, Michigan.
Oh, wow. Augusta, Michigan. Great. I've got a little bit of the Midwest coming out in tonight.
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about with you is that you do have loved ones that are coming in to communicate with you. You are at your home also, correct, right now?
I am.
Okay, because I heard it was your home where you live.
Yes.
And you have a brother, correct?
I do.
Yeah, but he's alive, correct? He's not on the other side.
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, good. Because I think we have another family member that is here that wants to communicate with you that has passed. I don't know who they are yet, but one is 100%. This is your grandmother. I know she's a grandmother. I don't know what side yet, but she said she was your grandmother, so I'm going with that.
Okay.
I think it was your dad's mother.
Okay.
And there's a lot about your dad's side of the family come in.
Okay.
And, you know, you're also in an area where I'm picking up a lot of history. So I don't know if you know the complete history about where you are, but there seems to be coming through a lot of Native Americans. So I don't know if you have Native American blood or is the area. Are you living where, do you know any of the history about the area you are in right now?
No, but you know what? I have people ask me that every day if I'm Native American because I'm, like, dark-skinned.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
my grandfather was Irish and I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, you don't really know. You may be the Black Irish, though, because the Spanish and the Irish intermarried and made the Black Irish. But you resonate so much about Native American. I may have gotten it because people ask you that, or the land you live on. Somewhere back in time, there were tribes that roamed that area. But you definitely have a connection somehow.
Okay.
And it's a good one. It's not negative. You know, if you did a little history on the land that you live on or the area, you might find that I'm right about that, that there's some history with Native Americans there.
Okay.
And there's also a lot with your work right now or money.
Okay.
And
what about
are you able to work from home right now? Or there's something, you know, because of the coronavirus that I'm picking up.
No.
But I thought you were working.
No. I am working. I'm on the front line.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah, because I'm in coronavirus.
Oh, no, no.
Well, you're not getting it. You won't get it. It's just that I heard work coronavirus. So, no, I don't see you getting it. Especially, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a doctor. Put cayenne pepper into your drink. Now, recently, I don't know if it's right or not, a little bit of tonic water. And make sure you're taking the zinc. I know this virus doesn't like the zinc. At all.
It doesn't like the tonic and it doesn't like the zinc. Correct.
No. Right. And then also cayenne pepper. If you can put it in, I don't want it to upset you, but we want to do hydrate, circulate, and eliminate. So whatever you can do with the exercises, with your lungs a little bit, and I don't see the virus coming to you. Are you getting it? You're just probably on the front lines with it, like you said. So well, thank you very much for being on those front lines. Because I think in Michigan... It might be growing a little bit more than before. I'm just in the heart of it again in Los Angeles. But do what you have to do, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah, scary.
But I'm telling you, nasal spray, cayenne pepper, foods that help hydrate, foods that help to circulate your blood, you know, doing a little bit of exercises with the lungs, and sunlight. Doesn't like sunlight. So, but I'm feeling like you do all these kind of things. I can't tell you that it doesn't take the virus away, but it does prevent it from getting into your body and helping. And when if you got it, which you don't, helping you to fight it.
Right. And I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And warm circulating baths, you know, if you can do that. And yeah, maybe you can pass it on to your coworkers. But so far, so good. And, you know, what you're doing can be also very traumatic. So, you know, you got to keep yourself in a...
I'm mentally broke down.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, are you working ever with any firefighters? firefighters?
I used to be a paramedic EMT.
That's what I heard. I heard paramedic firefighter. Wow, okay. Well, you know what? Look at you are, you're very, you're brave, and you're out there, and you're doing what you need to do. So, you know, I'm feeling like, you know, these simple things of cayenne and ginger and tonic and zinc, it will keep you from getting sick from this. So remember that. Also, the exercise with your lungs. And only
you know,
on your back a lot. You can also go in your stomach, huh?
Well, I pray every morning when I go to work, and I pray every night.
Well, that makes sense because I had an appearance by St. Anthony and also communication with St. Rosalia, who was actually the one that helped the plague back in, somewhere in the, I think it was 1600s in Italy. But you know what she told me? Pray. I said, what can help with this? Pray. Because, you know, it does work, and you are that is working for you. But you know what? Try to still keep your sense of humor, your sense of joy, and try to get enough sleep. Because it's really hard. I mean, my friend Ira, who actually, her husband owns the Cardinals, not far from where you are, actually. But she said, Rebecca, I'm just ready to give my family a bad review on Yelp. So,
but see, you know what? I have to see humor. I like, everybody at work loves me. We have 100 people in my office. And they're like, we love your humor. You come to work and you make us laugh. But then I get home and then I break down.
Yeah. Well, you got to let it out. You let it out. You cry. You scream if you have to in your pillow. And then, you know, you got to pull yourself out by those bootstraps and go back out into the, you know, to the war.
I do.
It's like a war
zone. I do. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. But I hope you can pass around what I said about the hydrate, circulate, and eliminate cayenne pepper, foods that help with your circulation, onion, garlic, you know, different food groups, if it works for your body, okay? That doesn't like zinc. It doesn't supposedly like tonic, okay? Maybe the tonic, I know the zinc is relevant. Tonic, I just got some. I'm getting tonic water, and I'm drinking it because I'm going to go with it. But, yeah, all these simple things that can help. And then you guys will all stay safe over there.
Yeah, the tonic has guanine in it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like that.
Mm-mm.
So I'm stressing to everybody, drink tonic water even if you don't like it.
Like it. I haven't liked tonic water. Yeah.
Guanine, it doesn't like guanine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like I'm like really dumb. I'm like really. My aunt was on day 12. I told her to go buy tonic water. She bought it, and she texted me today. She is at 99.5% better.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
No, I'm telling
so she
you,
she has the
yeah.
coronavirus. Yeah, she was positive for corona, and I came across that, and I said, get a bottle of tonic. Drink it all day, and that was 2 days ago. Today, this morning, she texted me, I am 99.5% better.
Wow.
I've never felt better.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the first
time
I've heard of this,
exercise.
You guys.
Yeah, the lungs also, by coughing like 5 or 6 times, and then just, you know, getting those lungs to work. Tell her that it's better probably not to lay flat on her back that much. But all of these things are working. I even, believe it or not, I saw this thing with the Como, what is it, Chris Como? And he was on, and I texted him on those things too. You know what? Because
good.
He's down there suffering. Like, I didn't know about the tonic water. Hopefully he's heard about that, or I'll find that where I could text them again. But you know what? This is right, guys. This is real. And this is this thing doesn't like certain things, because I look at it as a real person. What doesn't this person like? You know, and this thing doesn't like those things.
No.
So
it really doesn't.
Well, I'm glad she's better, and I'm glad that you were able to find that out also about that tonic water. They said that the yellow one's better. What is that, the Schwartz one or something? But,
yeah.
There,
it's one brand that has more that guanine in it.
Yeah, it's the yellow one. It's that Schwartz one, I think. It's with an S.
Yes. Yes.
The main brand.
Yeah, the main brand.
So good
one.
To know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Because you can go online. And
but you
can
know
go
what? I honestly feel that any kind of tonic water that has it will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that one. Somebody just got me Canada Dry one, but you know, hey. You know, it made sense to me because of the hydrogen in your body. Because I already said that we need to keep our hydrogen proper. And when I heard that, I'm like, bingo, that's got to be, that person's on to that.
So I have one other question. Like, I was married 20-something years, and I'm, like, failing at love. And obviously right now is not the right time. But
no, but I'll give you a little formula. I do see somebody coming into your life. It'd be, you know, it's not too far in the future. Wear light pink. Pink is the color for love, okay? And it does attract love. And also, take a sea salt bath or scrub. That's also good when you're hydrating your body. Salt is good for this also. And then you're not obviously going to take a dance class right now. But when you're able to and go out, yeah, do some dance, even if you do it in your home. A dance opens the feminine heart chakra. If you have some rose quartz, put it in the sunlight, and then put it next to your bed. But that's my pink formula. But I'm not ruling out love for you. In fact, I see somebody come into your life, has a good sense of humor. They understand you. They don't have to ask you a million questions about yourself. They just get it. I think they like potato chips. That's not a bad advice, right?
Isn't in my life right now, let me tell you.
Do you have anybody around you that likes chips?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a guy. I'm like pushing him. I don't want to push him. But I'm one of those that pushes away.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. This is the chip guy. Potato chip guy. No, okay? Allow him, put some little pink on your body. Send him an Instagram photo. No, there's no reason to push him away. I mean, you really can't really do the real courtship yet because of, you know, getting quarantined. But yeah, no, allow it to flow. You have, you know, it's a good time.
Okay. Does that help you out, Sandy?
Yes. You know what? You guys all say, you know, just stay safe.
That's awesome. Sandy, though, I wanted to say that's great what you're doing at work, making everybody laugh. They really need it. It's like that is a healing agent in itself, laughter. That's so great. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. And then like what Rebecca said, it's okay to let it out, isn't it? There's a lot of letting out that needs to be done also to get the emotions flowing. Don't hold them in.
No. And allow yourself to do the courtship virtual. You know, let's see what this guy's all about. You know, there's no rushing. There's no pushing. Just let it be. And let's see what he's made of. I mean, I'm not surprised about the chips, though. I was laughing to myself when I said, oh, yeah, this guy's going to like, hey, I've got a bag of Lay's right here in front of me.
Interesting.
So you know what? It's okay. It's all good.
Maybe he's too afraid to go shopping to the store to get his potato chips. You can send him some.
Yeah. Yeah, I put potato chips on sandwiches sometimes. That's what he likes, the chips on his sandwiches.
Thank you for calling in, Sandy. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, love you, Sandy.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
we
keep in touch. Keep
safe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, I think
we have
time for...
What's going on,
Johnny?
Do we have any more callers?
We have one. Yeah, you can see this last person's an unidentified number, but I screened her. Her name is Lisa. Is that it?
Hi, Lisa. You're on live with Rebecca Fearing. Welcome to the show.
it's an honor. Thank you very much for doing the show at the time of this crisis. I have a question for you, please. There's a gentleman, sort of a little R, his name is Robert, knew him for a few years. We had a lot of disagreements, and he has something that is mine that I need to talk to him. But I don't know when is the time. I don't know what are his thoughts. How can I approach him to us to talk that I can? What do you see on that? What do you see on this gentleman?
Oh wow. There's a lot of interference on this call. I hear people trying to get through to her on the telephone. So let me see. Is what he has, is there any, I'm feeling, is there a sentimental value to it also, not only a monetary value?
Yes, he got upset that I didn't pay attention to him, but he did not himself. It's a long story, but you're a professional. I'm sure you can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right about that. There is sentimental, there is anger, and I want to know if he calmed down. If I'm able to talk to him in the nearby future.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see. Okay. Don't contact him for at least 3 weeks. Okay. Let it kind of let his emotions get in another place, a new place, and then let me put you on. But all I do is like a intentions list or prayer list. His first name is Robert. What was your first name again? Lisa?
Lisa.
Okay. And then I'm going to put a lot of good energy around this. And I do feel he'll come around. But right now, if you try to talk to him, he will not be happy.
Miss, he's been 1 month and he's been angry. So I still have more time for him to come down.
Yes, you have to give him more time.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like you do. It's like, you know, he's got to cool off a little bit. And, his problem was he probably didn't think that you cared about him that much and everything else was a priority but him. But that's neither here nor there. What we want to do is get you in a where you can have a conversation without being awkward or mean or, you know, you don't want that. We want it to be a healthy conversation. So my opinion is he's not going anywhere in the next 3 weeks. So there's no reason why you just can't wait and see.
Yes, yes. But what are the appropriate words for me to talk to him? What are my appropriate words, please? What can I say to not trigger any fire in him? Because he is fire.
No, just say, you know, in retrospect, I understand where you were coming from. You know, and I really do think this relationship was valuable and is valuable, and I hope that we can come to common ground, you know, to be civil and at least, you know, because you need more closure with this or new beginning. That's it. Simple, to the point.
If he has not tried to do, like, if he has tried to look for me or he tried to do anything that.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely still on his mind. But you can't pursue this now. It'll turn negative on you.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you said his name's Robert, correct? Yeah,
yes,
just
ma'am.
Remember also your value. You know, remember who you are. I would just get into the pink a little bit, like I told the other lady. I would wait a couple of weeks and then just, you know, just have a very point to the, you know, point blank. You know, I realized your point now and I know the value of what you were feeling. And I know that I think this is still a valuable relationship. And basically, I hope that we can have a civil conversation, you know, and that's it. And but let me put that prayer list out for you or the intention list. You do the same, whatever your faith is or wherever you reach out to the divine and get this back on track so you don't have to carry this with you like a past lifer relationship forever and not find love again. Okay?
Thank you. thank you for that, because this is my second time that I meet him. And I met him before, and we came back again.
Yeah, it's from I think it's from another lifetime too. I call, you know, not just a present,
yeah,
present past, but a past life. So be careful,
yeah,
with this. You don't want to get stuck in a time warp, okay? And
we'll
just see what happens. Be patient.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
Okay.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Well, stay safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, stay safe. And you
yeah,
will receive. You look at. I don't know if he's the one or not, but I do see. And I don't want to say it's him, but you're open to finding, you could find another person if you were open, and he sent you the most beautiful roses. But I don't necessarily know if that's Robert, okay? So don't worry. Your love life is not, it's not at a dead end. It's not.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rebecca, that was great. I mean, you pinpointed so much tonight with so many callers, and it was quite amazing to witness this.
Oh, good. Well, you guys, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. It's fun to talk about my phone calls to heaven, which are real, believe it or not. And I'm glad that we guys, all of us, put our, you know, we're able to give some of the remedies and things that we think that will work for this. And I'm glad that the last gal, she validated about the tonic water. You know, I mean,
yes,
you know, these simple things might be a way to, if we got it, to help us. Like, look at that. She just said that, you know, that she knows somebody that has it, and she used it, and it seemed to be working.
Or even if you don't have it, maybe we should get it in our system.
Yeah, that's what I have now. Because even sometimes you've had it, and then people relapse. So you got to, you
mm-hmm.
know, once it goes away, you've got to still manage to, you know, do the same things that, you know, that you need to do to keep it at bay. So, well, I'm glad we were able to share that and hear the stories, and especially with someone on the front lines like that.
Me too. And I just want the listeners once again to know how to reach you. I just looked at your Facebook page, and that's a good place for them to be able to reach you to further their
yeah.
psychic counseling.
Yeah.
Yes, and you are such a beautiful, pretty lady. Wow, I saw your little video post. With your hat on, so bright and shiny. I love you.
Funny,
you're so cute. Yes.
Well, you know
I
what? I
it.
Did because I decided to reach out. I might do something tonight under the new moon. But you know what? I said on one of them, somebody asked me, what do you stay happy? And I said, well, I a lot of times I'm too busy to look at all the fun things that I own and I have. So, yeah, I put my new Orleans hat on, I think, on one of them, and 40s hat, and I took out some of my perfume bottles that are antique. And I said, and then it was fun because people told me what they like and what makes them happy. And it was interesting. And one funny thing, they were sharing recipes, right? And I said, oh, I've never heard of those kind of muffins before. And she tells me this recipe, and she said, chopped walnut owls. And add some chopped owls. I'm like, no. I didn't mean
no,
owls.
No.
Walnut.
Oh,
so
goodness.
We were laughing. Yeah,
that
so thank you
funny.
For. Yeah.
Those
and, you know, I just
little
see
ways.
Those. Just,
You're very creative with the ways to, you know, get people stimulated with the stay-at-home rule right now, because it can, you know, you just feel so bored sometimes. So little things like that can go a long way.
Yes, they certainly can. And so, well, thank you again. You guys stay safe. I hope to meet you, you know, when all this is, like, said and done. We haven't been able to do it yet. And Jonathan and Barbara, your loved ones are watching over you and sending you lots of hummingbirds, I think. Barbara, you're going to get some hummingbirds.
Thank you.
And
it's pouring down rain, which I like. It feels like that cleanses things, and it kind of keeps people at home even more. And I feel even safer when it's raining.
Yeah, I've taken, before the rain, I took a little Mrs. Meyer soap, and I take the hose, and I rinse out my patio and the front door, you know, because people are walking by. And, yeah, just in my car, because that stuff sticks to metal. So I try to make sure that car is, you know, washed, and, you know, it keeps you busy. But I like,
fun
things. I like to be funny. I like, you know, I do a little bit of comedy, and as Jonathan and I have talked about. And, yeah, you guys are incredible. Thank you for having me on your show again. It was really lovely and very fun.
Well, you are welcome. Johnny, should I do the shout-out now?
Right ahead.
To end the show? Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Rebecca Fearing, and everybody knows how to reach her, and you can hear this show and many others if you go to our YouTube, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe and support us. We would really appreciate that. And you could find us and reach us all across social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we also have our Life, Laughter, Happiness website where you could put in your name and your email address and follow us there as well. So thank you, everybody. This was an awesome show, and we thank all of our callers and listeners. And we wish you safety, stay safe, and have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night, Rebecca. Bye, Donnie. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.